You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Taylor Strano from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Tuesday, April 30. Mental health phone service Lifeline says it believes it experienced its busiest day on record last Sunday. The National Helpline says almost 3,500 calls were taken, with nearly 1,000 web chat and text messages also engaging Lifeline services. Those numbers show a 20% rise on the year-to-date average of people contacting the national provider. The increased call for support come amidst recent rallies to end violence against women and increased stress to the rising cost of living. If you or someone you know needs to speak to Lifeline, they can be contacted on 13 11 14. Travellers across Australia have been left stranded at airports as budget airline Bonza unexpectedly cancelled flights amid talks about the company's future. Chief Executive Tim Jordan says flights have been temporarily suspended while discussions about the viability of the business take place. Flights suspended include those to and from Melbourne, the Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast, Launceston and Alice Springs, amongst others. Federal Transport Minister Catherine King says Qantas and Virgin Airlines are on standby to assist passengers who need to get home. The Sunshine Coast-based company, which is backed by a Miami-based investment group, was unveiled in October 2021 and operated its first flight in January 2023. The United States has stepped up pressure for a ceasefire in Gaza amid a new proposal to Hamas and continued Israeli airstrikes. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, ahead of his visit to Israel this week, urged Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. The terms were not made public, but according to Israeli media, Israel has softened its position, lowering the number of hostages it demands Hamas free during the initial six-week phase of ceasefire in return for the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli prisons. Hamas has demanded assurances that an eventual release of all hostages will bring a complete end to Israel's nearly seven-month assault in Gaza, with a withdrawal of all troops from the territory. Israel has offered only an extended pause. The issue has reportedly obstructed efforts by US, Egyptian and Qatari mediators during months of talks. And finally, beloved children's TV figure Mr. Squiggle has found a new home at the National Museum. The marionette from the moon, who first made his television appearance in 1959, was well known and loved for creating drawings using his pencil nose. The television program ran for 40 years, with its final episode airing on July 9, 1999. And now 65 years on from its inception, the original Mr. Squiggle, along with his fellow puppets Blackboard, Rocket, Bill Steam Shovel and Gus the Snail, have all become part of the museum's collection. That's your evening news headlines. On tomorrow's episode, we're talking gossip. Who hasn't engaged in some lighthearted gossip before? But when does it become harmful? And where did it even start? We'll find out the origins of gossip. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.